guess who's back? Back again.
Back.
David,
oh,
Darren,
I don't know that we can
back.
Do that.
Hmm?
I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah, I should stop there before we get in any trouble.
Cool out!
I just settled on my lawsuits. Hey, it's Dave and Darren, and we're about to give you our top five things.
Sure, why not?
This is what we got done on our morning show, which you can listen to on the air, 93.9 FM, Planet 93.9, or I guess online, if you like to do that sort of thing. We will have a patron-exclusive show. In fact, that'll be the next podcast that we post.
After this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's get to this one, though.
Okay. I like what you're doing there. And we'll start with number one.
Number one.
I've got a Florida story.
Down.
Not that Florida.
Florida.
We take you now to a tranquil Palm Beach County golf course, where over the weekend, gunfire happened. A 74-year-old member at the Palm Beach County Golf Course allegedly shot a guy for walking his dog on the greens. This happening as all of the other retirees watched from their balconies. Robert Levine is now looking at attempted murder after confronting Herbert Merritt at the Kings Point Golf Course in Delray Beach.
I have to imagine in those retirement communities, there's a lot of just like STD insanity.
You think that?
That where people are just crazed from the STDs that they have.
Just a bunch of syphilitic gunfire.
Exactly.
Going on. Your Honor, in my client's defense, he attempted the murder because he's... Well, he's quite addled with a bunch of various...
He has five different types of clap.
They're all competing for space in his cerebral cortex.
They're eating away at his brain.
Your Honor, he went crazy from the heat. The sexual heat. Mr. Levine, 74 years old, was puttering along in his golf cart when he spotted Merritt walking his dog close to course grounds. He then sped the golf cart up.
What's going on? What's going on? I'm going over there.
Not on my watch.
No.
He then sped up his vehicle, and Merritt began berating him for the offense before he pulled out a black handgun. Merritt then took off running and tried to take cover near a course tree. That's where Levine gave chase on foot and squeezed off several rounds. Get off of my golf course, you! And take your dog with you! Merritt eventually went down at the 15th hole after being struck in the ankle.
It's no good.
Levine then allegedly returned to his golf cart, retrieved a club, and began clobbering Merritt as he writhed on the ground in pain.
Good God.
Take this! You don't get to walk your dog on my golf course! The horse have made me crazy! Do you think I want to do this? So not enough to shoot the guy. Shoot him, and as he's laying there on the green, you get the club out and just start smacking him around.
I'm Mannix, damn it.
One witness saw the chaos unfold from his balcony and called the cops. He told officers that he saw Levine kick Merritt in the head at one point. Another woman said she was relaxing in bed when she heard the gunfire pop near the rear of her residence. I was relaxing in bed. What could that be?
I like to have my dinner and intercourse over by 4:30.
I don't know why we need to know that she was relaxing in bed.
I was spent.
It was 3:30, so obviously I was retiring for the night. She claimed that she came out and saw Levine firing at Merritt. Witness said she also saw Levine bashing his victim with a club in one hand and a firearm in the other. Responding officers arrived to find Levine standing over Merritt on the course with four 9mm shell casings nearby.
I've gone mad.
The dog walker was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Levine taken in for evaluation after suffering an unrelated medical episode at the scene. Wait a minute. So the shooter had an unrelated medical episode? Oh, no.
Starting to get a little lightheaded.
All of this exertion. Police say they recovered a 9mm pistol from Levine, who remains in the hospital. So the shooter is still in the hospital, not in jail yet. And he'll probably milk it for all it's worth.
Does anybody
right?
have an insure on them?
Could I bum some milk of magnesia from someone? This happened, I guess, just before 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Merritt told deputies he was walking his dog on the grass next to the golf course when Levine rode up in his golf cart and began screaming at him because his dog was on the golf course. That's when he began shooting at Merritt while he was running away. Levine chased Merritt around a tree while continuing to shoot. Please tell me there's video of this somewhere. There's got to be video of this, right?
I'm the law now.
And in my head, the Benny Hill song is playing the whole time. Cue up the yakety sax.
As long as the dog's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about the dog. You shouldn't walk your dog on an active golf course, but...
Well, he was trying to say he was next to it.
Yeah.
Next to it.
Yeah, I was only at the golf course because this idiot was firing at me.
Number two.
Here's a word I just learned. Fictosexual. A fictosexual man who married a hologram says he's bummed that none of his family showed up for their wedding.
Come on.
I'm gonna admit I'm a little disappointed, guys. Kikoko Kondo from Japan has married Hatsune Miku, a fictional computer-synthesized pop singer who has been on tour with Lady Gaga. He says none of his family showed up
to
the
wedding. No response from Gaga?
Did she show up? You'd think she'd be down with this at least. It says here that he and his wife have been now in a relationship for 10 years before they got married in an unofficial wedding ceremony in 2018.
It's probably been an off and on relationship.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Turquoise-haired Hatsune wore white for the ceremony, and Kiko wore a tuxedo. He's 38. He says his relationship with Hatsune has pulled him out of depression, but he's willing to acknowledge that some people think it's a little weird. He knows that his wife...
Yeah, there is the distinct possibility that depression might return.
I mean...
Just saying. I hope that's not the case.
He knows that his wife, generally depicted in popular media as a 16-year-old with long neon blue hair, he knows that she's not real, but he says his feelings for her definitely are real.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
Thousands of people across Japan have entered into unofficial relationships with fictional characters. He says that he's known for a long time that he didn't want a human partner.
God, no.
Because...
think of the pitfalls there.
Gross.
A real person? Ugh, what a headache.
No! No, 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 no! No! No, 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 no!
I'm going to be with a real person instead of a hologram? Are you out of your mind?
Not in your life.
He says he's always felt an intense and even to himself inexplicable attraction to fictional characters.
Mm-hmm.
He admits that he finds it difficult, or he did find it difficult at first, to accept his feelings. He says he sees himself as part of a growing movement of people who identify as fictosexuals.
Ficto.
Yeah, because it's fiction, right? They're not real. The object of their desire is not real. If you fall in love with someone who doesn't exist, you are a fictosexual. Apparently, this is a new term, but the kink is ancient. A fictosexual is someone who's fallen in love with a fictional character. So, you know, and listen, if it makes this guy happy, then I guess that's all that matters. I don't know that he really should expect people to show up at the wedding. He first found comfort in his fictional wife back in 2008 after bullying at work sent him into depression.
You don't want that.
No. By this point, he had already known for a while that he did not want a relationship with a human after he'd been rejected by a number of people. In 2017, there was a huge breakthrough in his relationship with Miku after the release of a machine called Gatebox. That machine allows owners to interact with one of a variety of fictional characters represented by a small hologram. Part of the marketing campaign for Gatebox, they set up an office where users could apply for unofficial marriage certificates. Miku was among the characters available, which made this guy very happy. He later proposed, to which Miku replied, quote, "Please treat me well."
Not really an answer.
He invited his family and coworkers to the wedding, but none of them turned up. There were 39 people that attended the ceremony, but they were mostly strangers and online friends. And it says here, a local member of parliament showed up for this. I'm not missing this. Are you kidding me? Hatsune Miku is a familiar name to fans of anime and Japanese culture. Originally created as a Vocaloid, a synthesized voice, using Yamaha's Vocaloid singing synthesizer technology, she has since been depicted in human form in manga and anime series, video games, and other merchandise. So this is a big, big industry over there, with these virtual singers. And, yeah, this guy got married, and, again, the family didn't show up. I don't know.
How rude.
I think if you're inviting people to your wedding with your hologram, you shouldn't be surprised that you're getting a little bullied. I mean, just a little.
Perfect figure.
Well, yeah, right. She's a hologram. So there is that. He's got pictures of her. Like, they're going out to dinner here.
Now, what if he was to find out that someone else is also married to her?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
I mean,
like,
it's like,
if I wanted to marry...
I want to marry Stewie.
Right, if I wanted to marry...
But Stewie's already married to, like, 700 other people.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Because here's the thing, like, if I wanted to marry Minnie Mouse, if I could get that recognized...
Or you could marry...
Then I would like to get some of that Disney money.
You could, yeah, right. Or if you marry the hologram of Princess Leia, then get some of that Star Wars money, some of that Lucas money.
Yeah, why did I go to Minnie Mouse when I could have gone to Princess Leia? Maybe it's because Minnie Mouse is a contemporary and Princess Leia lived a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I love how you're using contemporary.
This guy says his adoration for this blue-haired computer-generated pop singer saved him from depression. So, great. I mean, have fun with it. This is not an isolated case. Tens of thousands of people around the world are in love with fictional characters, and unofficial marriages are not rare. There are hotels in Tokyo that offer special rates for people who want to have a night away with their fictional character. Well, I would just do that just to get the deal. Yeah, I understand it's half off if I'm here with Blanche Devereaux from the Golden Girls.
Know this, if you're ever looking for a blood donor, she might not be the perfect match.
Uh-huh. I asked her if she'd give me a kidney, and she just shrugged her shoulders and giggled.
I think that means yes.
It says here, it sounds unusual. But ask yourself this, what's better, a real-life partner with all their imperfections and character flaws, or a perfect empty vessel that you can fill with your most idealistic desires? See, this is easy for me. Real-life partner with imperfections and character flaws would be much better. But that's for me.
Mm-hmm.
You do you.
Different strokes.
Exactly.
I'm married to Abraham the Fish.
Who's Abraham? Oh, from Different Strokes. Right.
Right. Just going to start marrying things that used to exist.
I got married to Flipper the Dolphin. And we're very happy. He's no one you see is smarter than he.
Have you
and
met my? Have you
very met, happy? Oh, Flipper! Oh, not now, you scamp!
Have you met my wife, Cleopatra?
Well, that's a real person, though.
Doesn't matter. People will just start marrying people from the past.
Well, maybe. Is that where the line is? You wouldn't be a fictosexual. You'd be a historosexual. Is that a thing? Did we just invent a thing? Yeah. I'm married to Marie Antoinette, and we're very happy. We eat a lot of cake. She can fly off the handle and lose her head every once in a while, but we're making it work. I'm married
to Cleopatra.
To Cleopatra.
What an ass.
I'm not married to the historical person. I'm married to the fictional recreation as portrayed by Halle Berry in the Caesars ad commercials.
Whatever.
That's who I'm married
whatever.
To. You can't. You don't get to judge me.
Number three.
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 Not a lot of people go into haunted houses this time of year.
Well, no. No.
I guess there's one in Myrtle Beach that is open year-round, and they're in the news because a guy shot a zombie at the haunted house over the weekend. Man told police he thought a gun that injured a zombie performer at the Hollywood Wax Museum. He thought the gun was a prop, he says. Keel Brown and his family were walking through the haunted house portion of the Hollywood Wax Museum.
And this took place where?
This is in Myrtle Beach. So he's got his family. They're going through the haunted house.
I'm packing heat.
Several relatives were frightened by an employee performing as a zombie.
Too good.
One person in the group fell to the ground, and during the scramble, a gun slid across the floor and hit this guy Brown in the foot. He told investigators he thought the gun was a prop and part of the haunted house experience.
So he's trying to say it's not his?
So he picked it up and fired it twice, hitting the guy in the zombie costume once in the shoulder.
Goodness.
I thought it was a zombie. What? This is a real gun? How would I know that?
Thought they wanted me to do it. So he's trying to say it's not his gun?
The source of the gun remains under investigation, they say. Brown is accused of giving the gun to his 15-year-old son as they left the tourist attraction. We got to get out of here.
Here, take this. give him another dollar.
Wipe the prints off this, son. Let's get out of here.
Get rid of that serial number.
Brown fled to the Charleston area where he was taken into custody with help from the U.S. Marshall Task Force. Returned to Myrtle Beach. Efforts to reach the museum not successful, it says here.
Nothing to see here.
Brown now charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with his son getting the gun. Also got a $25,000 bond. Investigation is ongoing and he could reach additional charges. Well, somebody had to have brought the gun in there.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. Was it the person who panicked and fell to the ground? Were they the ones with the gun? I would think. I know haunted houses can be spooky. That's kind of the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're packing heat, you think you wouldn't be as afraid of ghosts.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't get startled.
I guess. To the point where you're on the ground? Just panicked for your life? I don't know.
I guess I've been in haunted houses before. I guess I've never considered hitting the deck. Have you?
No. No, that's not something I would do.
I've never considered.
I think that's what
tucking and rolling.
I think that's what they want you to do. I think that if they were actual apparitions, they would want you to lay down on the ground and present yourself. You gotta stay on your feet, man. You gotta keep your heads on a swivel when you find yourself in a vicious ghost fight.
Right.
I don't care for this. What's going on in this room? I'll tell you this right now.
What's this room all about?
I'm not gonna be on my back at any time soon. Whoa, wait a minute. What the Sam Hill's going on? I don't like this. Oh, now I'm on my back. Up. Oh, there goes my gun.
I'm going to put my butt up in the air and see what happens.
I'm presenting.
What are you doing?
I'll have your ghost baby. Just
I'll have your
alone.
Ghost baby.
Have your way with me, ghost.
But just let me out of here.
Do what you want. Not in the face. Not in the face. Oh, what's going on in this room?
Okay, I can think better with that.
Oh.
What's going on in this room?
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
it's ghosts. I better take my pants off.
Spread eagle. What are you doing?
I'm laying on the ground akimbo, ghosts. Take what you will. Please. I just want to get out of here, spirits.
Be tender.
Get him! Put him in the containment box. I'll deal with this one. She's given me quite a riding. Okay. Well, that was fun and nobody got hurt.
This one over here always tries to get pregnant when he goes to a haunted when he goes to a haunted house.
If I'm not at least
See, that's how it works. Ghosts can get guys pregnant.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Duh.
Why are you dressed that way?
Leave my Yelp review here.
Uh-huh.
I was not impregnated. As a man who goes to haunted houses regularly, I will say I was not happy with this.
What's with the low-cut blouse? Huh?
Well, it's so the ghosts find me more appealing. I want these ghosts to know what they're fighting for. Take what you want from me. Just
finish what you take.
Please bring a clean plate every time you come to my buffet. I'm reading in reviews here. The Hollywood Wax Museum
pretty good.
Myrtle Beach is getting rave reviews.
Pretty good.
Although I do find it odd that no one is mentioning that the ghosts can get male visitors pregnant.
Duh.
That seems weird. In addition to the museum, they have a mirror maze and the zombie outbreak haunted house. Okay. They encourage you to take pictures, and several of the figures have props nearby so you can take funny pics with them. Well, there you go. When in Myrtle Beach, please don't bring a weapon in. Or if you do...
Don't bring a weapon.
Don't be the type of person who freaks out and lays on the ground and somehow loses it. Put a baby in my belly, ghost! What are we doing here?
Don't ghost me.
Number four.
Story out of Toledo, Ohio. You ever been to Toledo, Ohio?
I think I've driven through it.
It's on 80. Toledo's on 80, right?
Yeah, on the way to Cleveland.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We used to go there a lot when I was a kid.
For what reason?
My aunt and uncle that lived there.
Oh.
My Uncle Ray was on the Toledo Fire Department. And we got to go to the...
My Uncle Klinger used to live there.
Yeah. We would always go to Tony Paco's.
And he would, regale me with stories of his time in Korea.
Yeah. No, I did go to Tony Paco's. I was like 6 years old. But I remember, we went fishing on Lake Erie. And we went to the, he got to take us to the fire department. And we got to meet all the firemen. And then I remember they had a lava lamp that I really enjoyed.
And don't touch it.
I remember being blown away by the fact that Star Wars was in the theaters there, too. And I got to take the Toledo, I believe it's called the Toledo Blade, the newspaper. And with scissors, I cut out all of the Star Wars advertisements. Remember how the movies, there used to be like the movie times were in the paper?
Well, and they'd have the poster even of the...
Exactly.
Of the movie.
Exactly. So I would, and it was, I mean, now it was in black
its
and white.
52nd week.
Exactly. And I would very carefully cut all of the Star Wars out of the paper, so I had a little collection of Star Wars newspaper clippings.
Who in the hell's cutting up my paper? Which one of you...
What is wrong with
bastards?
That? Yeah. And my parents are like, it's a phase. He's not going to be into this Star Wars forever. This is just something for the summer of 78. He'll get over it.
He's been sending a lot of death threats.
Yeah, we think David might be the Zodiac killer. Which is impossible.
He's been taking a lot of the neighborhood pets
hostage. All right. 41-year-old woman arrested Friday for allegedly stabbing a man while he was using a urinal. Toledo Police Department says that Shahnaz Ali entered the restroom and stabbed a guy with a knife in the butt while he was using the urinal at Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grub. You can't even take a whiz at the Suds and Grub in Toledo without getting stabbed in the buttocks these days. When police arrived, the report says they saw the victim, a male in his mid-40s, standing at a urinal in the bathroom with two visible stab wounds on his right buttock.
Ooh, two of them.
In a statement he gave police, the victim says he was attempting to urinate when an unknown female entered the room behind him and stabbed him twice before she fled the scene. His wounds required stitches. Toledo police say they were able to eventually find and arrest this woman at her apartment with the help of police in the town that she lives in, Maumee, Ohio, because the victim was able to get a picture of her car before she drove away from the,
the sort of thing you would do.
And the Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grub.
Hold on a second. I got to get this license plate number.
Get a plate. Get a plate. So, yeah, she didn't know this guy. She just walked in the bathroom, stabbed him in the butt twice, and left.
It's a weird hobby.
After she was arrested, police searched her apartment and took pictures of notable items. What does that mean? She was in court on Monday. Bond set at $5,000. Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grub... I imagine this is a place where you can wash your clothes and get a little something to eat. They got burgers, pizza. Sounds fantastic. I've been to places where you can...
Get a drink
while you're doing your laundry. And that's fun. But I've never been anywhere where they actually have...
Well, what's nice is then
food.
If you get something on you,
uh-huh.
You know, because you're always going to get mustard on yourself when you're having a sandwich, then you can just throw it in the wash with the rest of them.
A review here says I was hungry, so the bartender suggested a version of the chicken bowl. KFC sold it. It was okay, but there was more mashed potatoes than chicken.
Well, there is going to be.
I was disappointed.
That's the way the chicken bowl works.
Well, it's really more of a potato bowl then, isn't it?
You see, the potatoes don't cost as much as the chicken. So what we're going to do is it's going to be mostly potatoes, and then, yes, we are going to accent it with chicken.
It seems to me they should have had more chicken than potatoes, though.
And that's fine. It's twice as much now. It's just as filling, believe me.
Someone says, if you're not drunk, don't try to order any of their terrible food. The nachos are an insult to Mexican food. I'm pretty sure the beef was old because I got sick pretty much as soon as I finished eating, and I only ate maybe a quarter of it to begin with. I should have known because the meat wasn't even hot enough to melt the cheese.
Were you watching the dryer go round and round and round?
You put the nachos in a dryer. That'll heat them up.
I'm getting sick.
Someone says, I love Leroy and Margaret's. Great place to hang out.
I don't know about that.
Hanging out at the
laundromat? I don't know that you need to be there any more than than it takes for the laundry to be done.
Tell me if this is a good idea. It says, great place to hang out. Nice people, great atmosphere. Open mic nights on Thursday are the best. You're doing an open mic night at a laundromat?
I just want to get some things cleaned. Where are you performing tonight?
I'm going to be
doing my... It's interesting that you asked.
Yeah, I've got a set I'm doing tonight at Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grubs. They're on Heather Downs Boulevard in Toledo.
What song are you going to do? Well... clearly opening with Dirty Laundry. I open and close with that song.
It's just 30 minutes of me doing dirty laundry.
Yeah. In the middle of...
I make my living on the evening news.
And then it kind of morphs into Frankenstein. And that goes for about 20 minutes, and then I bring it back around town. Back around town!
I do Hang Me Up to Dry by the Cold War Kids.
Uh-huh. High and Dry, little Def Leppard.
I'm not a loner, I'm not a fool. Don't need a reason to be cool. Order number 43, your nachos are ready. I'm supposed to say here, your nachos are ready. But beware, the meat is not going to be hot enough to melt the cheese. I've got my whiskey. I've got my rye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a loving tribute to Wet, Wet, Wet. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, my interpretation of Outkast's So Fresh, So Clean. I'm really thrilled you could all join me tonight here at Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grub for open mic night. We do this every Thursday. Chef Brad back there making the best fries and bar food I've ever tasted. Here's a review. It doesn't even...
Here's hoping that, unlike last week, here's hoping that tonight the microphone is properly grounded.
You know, I got some stains in my pants. You know, they make me wanna shout. I would be there doing my comedy with a Snuggle the Bear puppet. That's what I would be doing. A lot of fabric softener jokes. Here's a review from Patricia. 1 star, and it doesn't even deserve 1 star. The place is too loud, no service, and it dark and cheap looking. Okay, well, there's a 5-star review from Derek. Says, absolutely wonderful spot to eat or grab a drink. Live performances, very friendly staff. So are we assuming that it's a laundromat? Suds and Grub would lead me to believe that...
Oh, you know what? That just probably means beer and food.
Does the suds mean beer?
Yeah, probably.
Why did I automatically assume it was a laundromat?
That's where I was going.
Suds could mean beer suds?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the photos here. Okay.
You don't see a laundromat.
No.
I'm still opening up with dirty laundry.
Well, it seems like a misnomer to me then. Because why would you have open mic nights and food at a laundromat?
Yeah,
place?
You come walking in, you've got all your dirty clothes, and you're like, oh, now, open mic night.
Frankly, getting stabbed in the butt while you're trying to take a leak makes the most sense out of anything that we've shared with you here. Leroy and Margaret's Suds and Grub. Check them out. Located in Mother Earth's Plaza.
But what does this have to do with your Toledo story?
Well, that is the Toledo story.
Oh.
I have a story.
Oh, I thought
from
it was
Toledo.
Your story.
Yeah, well, I was peppering in a little bit of my own Toledo experience.
Oh, okay. You were just trying to make a connection.
Exactly. And then we got sidetracked by the news.
You were trying to make it more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Here's the review. It says, the fried deviled eggs are worth the wait.
Huh.
I was intrigued, but skeptical. But their preparation was fantastic. Two of us had different fried fish meals on the lunch menu. They were fresh and crispy with a light and golden batter. I ordered a Coke, but then requested water because the Coke was too sweet. After they brought the food, he told me they had adjusted the carbonation on the Coke and asked if I'd like to try it again. And it was fixed.
Have you ever noticed how Coke is so much sweeter than water?
Well, this Coke water tastes too sugary for me. This water's filthy. What is this brown color? I got the Golfers Club, which is delicious. The only downside was not enough waitresses and the music is way too loud. You can't have conversations when the band is on. I think you're going to find that anywhere.
Yeah, that's the way they kind of want it.
Uh-huh.
Stop talking!
I would absolutely show up at this place that now we're discovering is clearly not a laundromat. I would show up with a big... big tub of dirty laundry. Here's one. Completely honest opinion, worst service I've ever had. 20 minutes to get water.
The worst ever, huh?
35 minutes. And we left without food. My friend Kayla and I went on a Friday night looking for something to eat after work at 11 p.m. Trotter's was still open, so we went there.
I don't know if I want to eat at Trotter's.
No! Let me tell you what you're going to get when you eat at Trotter's. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Diarrhea.
My friend and I were just off work at 11 p.m. Green Apple Splatters was closed, so we went to Trotter's. Trotter's was still open, so we went there. We sat and ordered food at the bar. The bartender was pretty friendly. While we waited for our food, we enjoyed live music and watched the 50-year-old drunk women dance.
I ordered a mudslide. Boy, that was a mistake.
We were never asked for a drink order. Realizing how thirsty we were after 20 minutes of sitting, we flagged down the bartender.
I have no idea how thirsty we are.
And finally got some water. Another 15, so it's a Friday night, you're ordering water, and you can't understand why they're not giving you any attention. Another 15 minutes passed, and we were starting to wonder where our food was. Working in the restaurant industry, Kayla and I both know how long it takes to make mediocre bar food. So we asked the bartender how much longer she thought our food would take. She told us the kitchen was closed.
Take that. Take that. The kitchen's closed. What? Everybody left.
Well, yeah, but it's after 11 p.m. Why would you assume... I'm sorry, what? She didn't know how long the kitchen had even been closed. She took our food order and left us to sit and wait for 35 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should come back. That's not coming. The food's not coming.
We wouldn't even had water to drink if I didn't ask her. She probably would have let us sit there the rest of the night without food or drinks. Okay, so this is a review from 7 years ago when Leroy and Margaret Suds and Grubs was a place called Trotters. I'm going to say that changing the name to Leroy and Margaret Suds and Grub was a good move.
Five.
Number five.
Chicago. It's my kind of town. I saw Manny dance with his wife in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They call it the Windy City. True story. Guy in Chicago rethinking his decision to rob a hot dog stand. Tyrion Pouncey is 19 years old. He held two employees of Maxwell Street Express at gunpoint early yesterday morning, demanding that they hand over their wallets and all of the cash there at the Maxwell Street Express.
And he might as well a couple Polish to go. I mean, wouldn't you?
At the time of the robbery, one of the victims had been carrying a large bucket of grease.
Ah.
With a gun pointed at his head, the employee was trying to hand over a stack of $1 bills, but the bucket slipped and the money flew out of his hands. Pouncey then grabbed the fallen money and started to run away while trying to secure his gun at his waist, but as he was running away, The gun accidentally went off and shot him in the penis. Did not make it very far before the pain from his injuries, you know, the shooting in the penis.
Yeah, so what happened when that guy tried to rob you? I shot him in the penis.
He shot himself in the penis.
I know, but my story.
That is a better story.
You don't mess with me.
Yeah, he didn't make it very far. He collapsed in front of a nearby house.
Like you would.
Mm-hmm. They took him to Christ Hospital over there on 95th Street. He was later arrested by the Chicago police and charged with 2 counts of armed robbery. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out which guy it is, right? Yeah, you got anybody here with a bullet in their junk? Oh, we're looking for that guy.
Was he wearing white pants? You know.
No, thanks. You rob a hot dog stand and end up shooting yourself in the wiener. Oh, that's just good writing. That's almost too perfect. Meanwhile, in Brazil, a mother gave birth to a boy born with 2 penises. Maybe he can have, maybe our friend in Chicago can have the extra one. Baby was born with 2 penises, didn't have any issues as a result of it, but the parents thought maybe that's not the best to have 2 of those. They wanted...
Kind of intimidating.
Yeah, we want more conventional genitalia for our son.
We'll just have the one removed.
That's what they did. They had the doctors remove one of the extra penises, I guess, here. The operation was a complete success, although I'm not going to second guess the doctors, but it says here that the doctors took off the bigger of the 2 penises. Right, like, it's one thing to... what you have is what you were given by nature, by your parents, by God, whatever. That's just what you have. You don't have the lingering thought in the back of your mind that there used to be another one and it used to be bigger. That would be a lot to deal with.
To this day, that kid struggles when he comes to a fork in the road.
The strange case of a boy with 2 penises detailed in a recent report published in the Journal of Pediatric Urology. That's a journal to which we, of course, subscribe. This boy was 2 years old by the time he got into the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors noted that the boy's penises were arranged side by side, with the left penis being a little bit larger. After this initial observation, they started to figure out which one they should remove. Boy, that's a Sophie's choice, isn't it? Only one of these penises is walking out of this operating room. We gotta decide which one. That's why doctors make the big bucks. In most cases, when you're born with a second penis, the second penis is what the doctors call an accessory. That's to say that it's an underdeveloped lump of flesh. It's not really doing anything. But with this kid in Brazil, both seemed fully developed. So the doctors figured, okay, we'll just get rid of the smaller one. But the boy's mom said, well, he can only urinate out of the smaller.
Yeah, you got to use the functional one.
Yeah. So... I guess there wasn't a completely
you don't want to choose the one that's ornamental.
Right. Hey man, good news, buddy. We're going to leave the bigger penis. That is a relief. Thank you. Hang on, your mom wants to talk to us. And then they're whispering and you're like, "Don't you ruin this for me, woman." In the end, doctors made the call to favor functionality over size, that's the right move. They removed the larger penis and then stitched the skin on the boy's crotch to a normal shape. Operation was a complete success. Not the only case of a child being born with 2 penises this year that we're seeing. There was, I guess, a case in Uzbekistan.
Oh, there's a run of them.
Well, this is a trend now.
Trend alert.
Is this a Dave and Darren trend alert? If your baby, frankly, isn't born with two penises,
you're missing out.
It's old news. Boring. How many penises has this baby got? One. Pfft. You see what they're doing in Uzbekistan and Brazil? I hate your baby so much.
Boring.
Oh, I just hate him.
Uzbekistan, which is nowhere near Brazil, this boy lived for 7 years with two completely developed penises. And unlike the kid in Brazil, the kid in Uzbekistan could urinate out of both of them. He only had one bladder.
And had named him Alf and Ralph. Mac and Tosh.
Peter and Paul. Each penis was structurally normal, it says here, so it was a great surgical challenge for the surgeon. I mean, the Brazilian boy, that's an easy case.
Yeah, right, but if you got one that's, yeah.
Both of these are working fine?
You gotta take care of the plumbing.
There was no reported size difference in the case in Uzbekistan either. But, just like in Brazil, the doctors opted to remove the left penis.
Always with the left.
Is it something about left side penises that the doctors don't like? Is this some sort of I've never even heard the phrase left side penis before in my life. Doctors inserted a catheter into the right penis to make sure that the bladder didn't try to evacuate itself through the removed left penis. And after 21 days, this kid was able to leave the hospital with a fully functional single penis. Oh, also, it's worth pointing out that this boy in Uzbekistan was born without an anus.
Good
doctors Lord. Reconstructed his anus shortly after he was born. But why wouldn't they do something about the double penises when they were down there?
And 12 testicles. As opposed to underpants, he wears an egg carton.
There have been 100 cases reported of this all time. The first was in 1609.
Oh, boy.
The odds of being born with this, the medical condition of having two of these is something called diphalia. Diphalia. It's really, really rare. The odds of being born with it, 1 in 6 million. And in most cases, the second penis isn't fully developed.
$6 million man.
We can rebuild him. Stronger. Faster. Penisier.
He'll jump higher. For some reason, he'll have telescopic vision.
We've never seen a teenage boy with forearms this strong. What are you doing, kid? What's your secret? I'll never tell.
Don't let the bionic woman near his testicles.
Ta-na-na-na. In most cases, the second penis is not fully developed.
Yeah.
Complete diphalia is a super rare phenomenon. So the case in Uzbekistan and the case in Brazil, really, really rare. We don't know what causes it. They think genetics play a large part in babies developing two penises. Some studies also suggesting the drugs or infections could affect genital development in a fetus. Also, damage during the 23rd and 25th days of gestation can result in what they call this diphalia. Having two penises, they say, generally does not have a huge negative impact, at least medically. But I imagine, you know, I wouldn't want this. No thanks. One is quite enough. Thanks.
You are allowed to use the doubles court, though, in tennis.
Every time you go to the bathroom, it's like you're pulling a tuning fork out of your pants. What are you... This doesn't seem fair.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, I mean, I think we knocked it out of the park like we usually do. It was a fun one to listen to and just kind of watch it sail over the left field fence.
That was the sweet part of the bat there.
Yeah, right. The exit velocity on that podcast was tremendous. Thanks for listening, downloading, subscribing, leaving reviews, telling your friends, all of the stuff that you do for us. We appreciate it so greatly. And if you'd like to become a patron, there's still time to do that. In fact, if you were to do it now, you could hear the show that we're going to do here before too long.
Patron only.
The patron exclusive shows that we do once a month. That's it for this episode, though. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.